music used to be a timeless expression of one's soul, the inner examination that made us whole, the thing that inspired us, the thing that took us higher, the thing that reflected the better part of what society could be, what we should be. What happened to that music, my brothers and sisters? When we did it from the heart, it wasn't for the money. When we did it for the heart, it was not for the money. It was not for the money. Today, many of our brothers and sisters are acknowledged for their multi-million-dollar business endeavors instead of their contribution to the music of our people.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York and WBAI.org, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica community. Rise Up Radio is a radio show by youth about youth activism. I'm Kat Aaron, one of today's hosts. I'm joined by a guest host today, Naomi from Youth Luck. And we also have another Rise Up member, Doug George, here with us. That track was called Brought to You By, from Speech, formerly of Arrested Development, in case you recognize his voice. And today we have a whole group of people up here in the studio. We're talking about the issue of police in the schools and broader issues of school safety and educational justice. We are here with Chino Hardin of the Justice for Youth Coalition, Alan Holder, also with Justice for Youth, and Liz Clarissier, also with Justice for Youth. We have Sharda Sekaran of the Center for Economic and Social Rights, and we'll be joined by Mike Eskenazi of the National Center for Schools and Communities at Fordham University. But before we go to that, here's some of the latest in youth news. In youth news this week, a grand jury declined to indict Officer Richard Neri, who shot and killed unarmed Brooklyn teenager Timothy Stansbury on January 24th. Stansbury's grandmother told the New York Times, quote, "I want that dog to go to jail. He killed my child. That's where I want him. That's where he should be. I want justice." Councilmember Charles Barron told the Times, quote, "This system stinks when it comes to getting justice for Black and Latino people. They're sending a dangerous signal to white cops that they can shoot us with impunity. Officer Neri is white. Stansbury was African American." Brooklyn federal prosecutors have since launched a civil rights probe into the case.
More in local news, advocates, activists, teachers, and organizers joined together Wednesday to protest the placement of 150 police officers in 12 high schools and two junior high schools. While acknowledging students' very real concerns about school safety, Kate Reed, director of the Prison Moratorium Project, said, quote, "The fact of the matter is that cops don't make schools safe. Smaller classes, qualified teachers, trained counselors, and programs for conflict resolution and violence intervention are what make schools safe."
As the city's attention focuses on school safety issues, a veteran New York City school safety officer was arrested Tuesday and charged with sexual abuse and unlawful imprisonment. The safety officer, Joseph Vasquez, 43, allegedly groped two male students in the basement of the High School for Humanities in Manhattan. Police and education officials said that the students did not file a complaint until September.
In Australia, students took matters into their own hands during a recent heat wave. School administrators at Parks High School insisted that students continue to attend school despite the dangerously hot weather. In response, over 300 students left school and staged a protest rally in a local park. Also in Australia, Aboriginal communities have been mourning a young man whose death last week sparked major race riots. TJ Hickey died after being impaled on a fence when he flew off his bicycle. Community members and witnesses say he was being chased by police when he was killed. Officers have denied this charge.
In sports news, University of Colorado football coach Gary Barnett was suspended this week after disparaging a female place kicker who has accused a fellow teammate of rape. Kicker Katie Nita alleged this week that she was raped by a teammate 4 years ago, saying that she had not come forward earlier because she was afraid of the player and feared a, quote, media mess. Nita was among the first women to play college football with a men's team. Coach Barnett said that Nita was, quote, not very good. Katie was not only a girl, she was terrible, okay? There's no other way to say it. The allegations of rape come as part of an emerging scandal surrounding the recruitment of football players. The Boulder County DA's office has accused the University of Colorado football program of using sex and alcohol to attract talented high school players. The school is ranked as the nation's number one party school by the Princeton Review.
Finally, in hip-hop news, CBS this week apologized for Outkast's performance at the Grammys. This time it wasn't an unauthorized nipple-causing offense like Janet Jackson. Native American groups were angered by the group's use of feathers and so-called war paint as part of their costumes. San Francisco-based Native American Cultural Center has called for a boycott of CBS, Outkast, Arista, their record company, and the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the organization that sponsors the Grammys. The center has also filed a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission. Indians.com has launched a petition calling on Outkast Andre 3000 to apologize. He and his partner Big Boy have yet to comment. And that's some of the latest in youth news for Rise Up Radio. I'm Naomi with Kat Aaron.
Shine on all my people who've been broken hearted. Shine on from the place where all life had been started. When you need fresh air, go beyond horizons to your place in the sun. Shine on, let your heart be boundless like your faith in the one. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. No stopping of this warfare. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. We're breathing in the same air. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. You don't care. No stopping of this warfare. And you don't care. No. Sing on from the language of your ancestors and sing on, be playful in your innocence and lift your head up high and rejoice for all you see without your eyes. Sing on like a bird that's making love in sunset skies. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
That was Crazy, Crazy, Crazy from Spearhead.